You're listening to Growth Vertical, a podcast that inspires people to reach the next vertical point in their journeys. My name's Neil Patel and I'm a digital marketer. I'll be sitting down to share my experiences to help others find the right strategies to grow themselves, their careers, and their businesses. Tactic number six that we shared in this 17 proven tactics video, if you haven't seen already, linking it up here, but is to promote your insightful and actionable content, which a lot of people don't do. People create a lot of content, but they just don't promote it at all, right? And to be honest, even I'm a culprit of it. It takes some time. There's ways to do it in a more, I guess, more productive manner, but it's up to you to creatively go ahead and research that to uncover those different ways of doing it. So today we're going to be talking about why it's important for you to actually promote your content once you've actually created it and what that means for your business and how it can actually grow your startup. So today we're going to be talking about how you can grow your startup by simply promoting your insightful and actionable pieces of content. First things first, when you're promoting your content, you don't want to go ahead and spam various groups, right? There's so many ways you can actually go ahead by promoting your content, and that's either on groups, for example, on different social platforms, where if we're talking about SaaS companies here and we're talking about promoting those specific type of helpful tips type content or helping people solve a problem, right? It's important you go ahead and interact on those communities. So one of the great places to do that is LinkedIn. But that doesn't mean you need to go ahead and spam your link and send them all to your page and things like that. There's going to be a nice message with that particular piece of content you're promoting. So, you know, don't go and spam LinkedIn, Facebook, Quora, Reddit. You know, don't go ahead and just spam a bunch of links in those places because they're not actually helpful when you're doing that. You should actually go ahead and explore what questions are being asked and engage in those particular communities and then carefully place your link for those people that you're interacting with yourself on a one-to-one basis or when you're adding something to a conversation so that it adds to the conversation further. It almost adds more fuel to the entire conversation, right? So instead, you want to actually go ahead and, to summarize, promote with some personality. You need to go ahead and personally try and add value to indirectly promote what you're doing, but it's simply because you're solving the problem for the person that is related to what you do or related to what your software solves. So ideally, you would actually want to promote more engaging posts, which is totally fine on your own feeds. But when you engage in conversations or in your particular groups or on certain posts within feeds, let's say on LinkedIn, you want to get involved in the feed. You want to get involved in the conversation and then indirectly find a tie-in to what is related to your particular software and why that helps the entire situation. Or by helping certain people, what you can actually do is not drop any links per se, but the more you help someone, the more they'll actually go ahead and have conversations with you regarding the topic that your software is related to, of course, and they'll slowly search you up and find out what you do. And whenever they're in need of that product or service for a SaaS customer, it's really good and well, because when you think about if you want accounting software as a business owner, for example, I know straight away that this person offers, let's say you offered some advice on certain accounting issues, and because you helped, I was able to go to your profile and maybe understand that you offer that. So because of that connection, I've already found a way of selling to you without having to actually sell to you. But the whole point of this tactic is you don't just go ahead and drop a ton of links and expect something in return. That's not the tactic. And so if I had to summarize, anyway, that's tactic number six from our top proven tactics, in that you should actually engage in communities and actually provide some value on those feeds so that people actually are able to build a relationship with you and are indirectly linked to the particular topic or your product is trying to solve, right? Or the problem your product is trying to solve. Anyway, there's another short tactical type of video for tactic number six, which is promoting your actionable and insightful content in a more meaningful manner. If you did like this video, then please do like, subscribe, and share. Otherwise, if you have any questions or want to see any particular videos in the future, drop them in the comment section below. Otherwise, we'll see you in the next tactical video. Take it easy and see you soon.